Good Friday morning, Delaware. It's a sunny day. It's a cool day.
Cold.
It's a first Friday.
Cold day.
Yeah, it's cold right now. It's a first Friday.
It is.
March for Art in downtown Delaware. We're so excited. Thank you for tuning in this morning. We've got a great show for you. We've got Molly Myers-Libetti on co-hosting.
Good morning, everybody.
We've got Mandy Henning on guesting. We've got Gage on the board.
Hello.
I'm bringing a lot of energy this morning. Bored is my job. I am bored. A little Barbie reference there. I radio. I do radio. Radio is job.
I radio. I books.
Exactly. My job is books.
My job is books.
We are here. We are excited. We are ready. We're going to talk about the Great Geek Fest.
Yes, we are.
It is back.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to get geeky up in here.
Coming up on March 9th, you will not want to miss the second half of the show when we talk all about the geekiness that's going to be happening in like 8 days from today. Or if you're listening to the podcast, like 6 days from today. Yeah. So it's going to be a really great time. So let's start with the beginning of the most geeky thing of all. Books.
Well,
the original geek. Well, no, it probably isn't. The cave paintings are like the original geeky.
Right,
thing.
Exactly. Art, yeah. Fine.
Check
whatever.
Out my mom. I just drew her.
Right.
Well, and then I failed because today I'm not bringing books, but I am bringing something you get free on Hoopla. So I've had one of those, and I'm going to condone it for all of you. One of those times I just can't read or listen. My brain has been in the car music. And I was kind of thinking, what am I going to talk about on the radio? Well, what I have been doing is playing games on my phone.
Yeah.
And I went into Hoopla and I found a binge pass, which means I get multiple things for one checkout. And I found the Puzzle Palace binge pass, which has in it like 19 different games that you can just play right there in the game.
In the
actual app.
Oh my gosh,
so you don't
awesome.
Need to download anything else. You don't need to. A lot of them are Sudoku. But then also there's one called Namester, which this morning we were figuring out was like Wordle.
Yep. Yeah.
So it has, and I even stole Mandy's Wordle
word
just to see if it actually was like Wordle.
Yeah.
They have levels of Sudoku, easy, hard. You know, I was playing one called Stack Sudoku, which is Sudoku boards in between the other Sudoku boards, making it even more complicated to try to get the numbers.
My brain just went to a flashback of Inception, the movie, and just stayed there. That's what I was like, bloop, bloop, bloop.
You know, I have that librarian sorter brain. So yeah. I like to do the things where you're putting notes in and you're putting the number it possibly could be. When I'm really stressed, I like to put something in order.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to like go through. So if you're like me, but it's got 19 guessinary, King Mini Sudoku plus one. They've got a crossword, word sleuth, which is just finding words in a word search. And it's beautiful.
That's closer. That's great.
It's
great.
What
just, you know, mind,
you need.
White noise. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was just sort of like, yeah, this is something the library has today for me.
Yeah.
So even when you feel like everything in the library is even too much for your brain, it's not. We have these, and this reminded me, we have coloring books.
Yes, we do.
You can check out of the library, and we don't talk about that enough. Come color a page, check it out, color a page
it
or
is,
two.
It is crazy. Yes, we do want you to deface our coloring book.
Oh, if you're listening, I'm sorry about this, Mom. They couldn't read cursive. So I now can dangle Mom's dramatic 1950s life in front of them because only I can,
written
you know,
in her foreign Sanskrit.
decipher the code that is Grandma's diaries. Sorry, Mom.
That is so much. So that's the Puzzle Palace binge pass on Hoopla. This is a kind of a newish feature of Hoopla.
It is.
Again, if you don't know what Hoopla is, free with your library card. It's an app. It downloads things right now. And this binge pass is really cool because it's one download. What do you get it for? Like 7 days?
Yes. And you could have done a Hallmark movie one. So let's say you were just like, if I get sick, I want a Hallmark movie. I want something that is fluffy and you don't need to really follow much. And I could have just watched straight because you can get, if you have a Roku, you can actually pull up your Hoopla on your Roku.
Yeah. So it's the one download and then it's just unlimited. So it doesn't count against your limited downloads that you
obviously,
have for the month.
Obviously, ad free too for my fellow gamers.
Yes.
Like, online gaming is so annoying.
Yes,
now.
It is.
Phone gaming is so annoying.
Completely ad free. Such a good point, Mandy.
Mandy, you have two books in front of you.
I do.
And I'm wondering which direction you're going to take because they're very different.
Me too. They're very different. I want to mention, I just started a new Civil War book that no one cares about yesterday. yesterday called Our Ancient Faith by Dr. Alan Guelzo from Princeton. It's about Lincoln and democracy. It looks real good.
Oh,
I barely cracked it, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm doing the Great Geek Fest planning. It's stressful. There's a lot going on. If you ever think to yourself, hey, I'll start at Comic-Con, it's kind of tough to do. It's a little hard.
Right.
So in times like this, when I find myself in times of trouble,
I'll begin.
Cookbooks and murder. I really like true crime. All I'm watching at home right now is Deadly Women. And that was a real good impression of the narrator, if you've ever seen that show.
Yes, I have.
These Deadly Women. I'm watching Deadly Women. I'm watching American Justice with Bill Curtis, who is a gem. But the things I'm reading are cookbooks and true crime. So we'll start with. Actually, should I take you to Mordor and then bring you back to the Shire?
Should I start with murder and
then end with canning?
Okay. Murder first.
So this is called Murderabilia: A History of Crime in 100 Objects by Harold Schnechter. I'm guessing his last name. So what it is an item that was involved in some kind of a crime, usually American crime, but not universally. There is some British stuff in here, and I think there's some German stuff too. And then they talk to you about the case. So there's a picture of Lizzie Borden's axe. We don't need to do the rhyme because it's too terrifying.
Nope.
Nathan Leopold's eyeglasses from the Chicago Thrill Killers case, Leopold and Loeb, which is a terrifying one if you guys haven't heard of that one. The Hopman ladder from the Lindbergh baby kidnapping is in here. It talks about that. Yeah. The shotgun from the In Cold Blood murders, the Clutter family murders. We just got a great... For the Liberty opening, we got a really pretty cover for In Cold Blood, too, by the way. If you guys haven't read it, it's maybe the most well-written true crime, except for Zodiac by Alan Graysmith.
Oh,
the coded Zodiac ciphers are in here as well.
Wow.
I still want to solve. There's one left that has not been solved, I believe. Put it in the comments. I still have hope. So if you like true crime, it starts out with some older cases, too, that I hadn't heard of. I'd heard of, like, the Bloody Benders of Kansas is in here, which is one that I had heard of. But there's some 1800s ones I hadn't necessarily heard of. And then it goes into current. Not current, but it goes into, like, 70s. I just saw Ted Bundy's Beatles in here.
Oh, yeah.
So it goes into maybe like 70s, 80s kind of stuff. So true crime, if you're into it, Murderabilia, History of Crime in 100 Objects. We also, at my Ostrander branch right now, we used to have these binge boxes that were DVD sets of theme things.
Yeah.
I have Once Upon a Crime, The Weekend Killer at my branch right now. It has like The Jinx, which is maybe the best true crime I've ever watched. It's got The Staircase, which is very good. Mm-hmm. It's got a couple of those like real classic true crimes. So come to the library, put that on hold if you want that.
Has anybody ever done The Red Shoe, The Murder at Owoo?
We were talking about that like a weekend ago.
Which is why I'm looking at you.
There's a podcast that Corey did, and I think it's mentioned in the Delaware Hauntings book.
Yeah.
Because he was the guy who wrote that was a Wesleyan security guard.
Yeah.
So I think it's in there.
My aunt remembered she came from OU to Owoo back then, and she knew people who had known her, but the murder happened right before she came. She was living in the same dorm, though, and like... Mm-hmm. So now, between Mandy and my aunt, I really need somebody out there to write the true crime for me.
It's been unsolved since the 50s, right?
Yes.
I thought it was 40s, but it's unsolved since the 50s.
All right, bring us back to the Shire.
Okay.
What makes
Shire,
us happy? Fill our bellies.
Not your mama's canning book, Modern Canning and what to Make with Them by Rebecca Lindemood. I got this from my friend Brianna, who is learning how to can right now.
Mm-hmm.
So when you learn how to can, I love canning. Canning's like my favorite thing to do. If you love canning, if you don't know how to can, this is maybe not the book to start with, because I would say this is kind of advanced canning, which is kind of what I told my friend Brianna when she was like, she got it. And I was like, cool book, but don't start with it. Start very specifically with Well Preserved by Eugenia Bone, which we do have at the library.
Mm-hmm.
She has a very good idea with canning where it's don't be paranoid, but don't be slipshod. Like go in the middle with safety, but you don't have to panic. If you've done all the ball canning stuff and you're kind of bored with recipes, because a lot of that is just pickles and that's it. this one has some kind of like cooler recipes. It's more updated stuff. So it starts with moonshine apple slices.
Yes, I'm already in.
But like masala jelly and peach habanero rum preserves. And there were two that I really wanted to do. Korean barbecue sauce.
Ooh. Yes.
Korean barbecue sauce can sounded delightful. Oh, and maple bourbon pecan pie in a jar.
Uh-huh. Oh, I can just eat it out of the jar.
Yeah, you just
I want
eat
that.
It. Yeah, 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 yeah. So, and the second half of the book is all how to use those canned items once you make them.
Love that.
Nice.
So
that's nice.
A lot of times you your pantry gets kind of full of, I've still got salsa verde from like 2 years ago that I need to throw away because it's no longer good for canning. You can only go 18 months with the new jars, y'all. So new lids, not jars, can be whatever. But anyway, it is just kind of interesting recipes. Before this, I really liked the Better Homes and Gardens canning book for the same reason. They had like a honey pilsner pickle that I still make. Ooh, I really like.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for those interesting recipes, especially this is focusing, like a lot of cookbooks are now, on small batch canning, so you don't have to have a farm and like bushels.
Yes.
It's stuff you can buy in small amounts, and especially this time of year where nothing's really growing, it's stuff you can purchase and do little stuff. So
that's
you know,
nice.
When I was a little girl, I went to my grandmother's basement, and I come running up the stairs, and I looked at Grandma, and I was like, Grandma, there's a secret room down there, and it is full of food, and it's where she had put all her canned items.
Yeah.
It was the most magical find of ever, and she was very appreciative I found all that food.
That's very
I
nice.
Wish I had a canning pantry. That's the only thing. I don't have we have a crawl space, but not a basement, so I don't have like a canning room.
Well, this is really exciting. I want to sample some of your canning because I'm never going to can
myself.
I'll just
bring it in. It's fine.
Thank you. I am happy to eat, but I hate creating the food to eat. So eating is a source of life. That's about how I feel about it. So we are going to take a break. We are going to come back because we need lots of time to talk about all the things happening in Great Geek Fest on Saturday, March 9th with Mandy Henning. So stay tuned.
And you're listening to Off the Shelf on My 96.7.
Indeed you are. Thank you, Gage. We are so excited to be here to talk about the 2024 Great Geek Fest. It is with the founder, the idea originator.
I don't know. That's too much.
Miss Mandy Henning. You might have seen her at the Ostrander branch. You might have seen her at the Powell branch. You might have seen her at the Delaware branch.
I've lived everywhere but
Orange and Liberty.
But Orange and Liberty,
So you're conquering
around
the system. Yeah, it's fine.
I've been traveling.
I've been everywhere.
Yeah.
All right. So Geek Fest, what is it? Give a layman's term explanation for the people who have stumbled upon our show today and have no idea what we're talking about.
So Geek Fest is a Comic-Con. What a Comic-Con is, I've always said it's a celebration of all things nerdy, geeky, pop culture-y.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to be comics. It can be movies. It can be comics. It can be TV shows. It can be characters. It can be tabletop gaming. It can be video games. It can be anything that you are nerdy about and geeky about.
The pop culture is really like the biggest thing that plays into it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I mean, history can play into it too, but like.
I almost cosplayed Teddy Roosevelt this year, but then I couldn't afford the jacket because it was very expensive. I really wanted to be Teddy.
And it's kind of like if the historical figure has made their way into popular culture, then that is what makes it part of like the Comic-Con. So there are comic conventions that happen all over the United States, San Diego. There's Wizard World. There's a whole bunch
of other
ones. New York
Comic-Con's a big one.
Yeah. And so this is like the Delaware County District Library's localized version of that. And what makes it super special, Mandy, is that it's for who?
Everybody.
And costs how much?
Nothing.
Free.
We're still waiting for that air horn effect.
Yeah. All about the air horn today. Sorry, people's ears.
Yeah. So it's free. It's for all ages. It's gonna be appropriate. It's gonna have lots of fun. So let's like dive right into the schedule.
Okay.
Saturday, March 9th.
Yes.
Great Geek Fest. We open at 10 a.m.
Yes.
And like, what's coming out the bat?
Right out the bat, we are going to have Meet Percy the Unicorn, our library mascot. What is also happening right off the bat is you can sign up for D&D, which is Dungeons & Dragons, which is tabletop gaming all day.
We've talked about that.
Yes. As soon as we get to 10:30, I'm so excited about this, we are having Magic Duel with Magic Nate and Erica Carlson, two of the biggest like kids performers.
I cannot wait for this one.
Oh, I love Magic Nate so much.
We've had Erica Carlson on our show before. She brings Sedgy the Hedgehog, and he is adorable and wonderful. She's done magic. She's blown Gage's mind. She's blown my mind. She does such a good job. But we haven't had Nate on our program.
It's because he's silent.
Because
he does not speak.
He does a mimish type of without the face paint.
I have seen him create, produce an entire bottle of wine out of the air, and that is the single greatest magic trick I have ever seen.
Wow.
Because it is germane to my interests. He and the Lord. Lord created that. So
that's amazing.
They just started this insane collaboration this year. I remember when they announced it dropped, and I was like, it's Magic Night at Erica Gardens. So parents, you're going to love it too. Bring the kids. Magic Nate and Erica Carlson doing the magic duel. The minute our doors open too, we have vendors all day.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if you go into where our programming room normally is, we're going to have geeky vendors with all kinds of nerdy, like you can buy comics and art and toys. And there's always
books,
like, books. There, local authors sometimes do the thing. So there are a ton of vendors, and those are going to be all day. We also have a free giveaway table for anybody. That the goal is that it is totally free. So vendors obviously charge a little bit. We will be having an outside vendor too. Chow Cafe is bringing their gelato cart. So
I did not know this one.
It's going to be on the sidewalk.
Getting you ready for Italy.
My favorite flavor probably birthday cake, but all of them are a delight. The sour cherry is really good.
Sorrentelle.
Yes,
that one.
You got to get that one for your Italy trip.
Like, shoot, I know.
The one with
it.
the little chips of chocolate in it. That's good.
Yeah.
So that'll be all day. Right after Magic Nate, we are doing a Bluey party.
Yeah.
Parents, get ready.
Oh, that is going to be too cute.
This is like one of the major things is that, you know, we want to make sure that this is an accessible way to get into Comic Cons. And it can feel very intimidating and unapproachable, but it's just kind of like, no, like, come in and bring your littles and they can see what's happening. And so at 11:30, we've got the Bluey party happening. So it's going to be over in the kids area. And what happens during a Bluey party? Well, it's going to be your classic games that you see
classic Bluey games that you see
on the show, like Keepy Uppy. So, you know, maybe like keep the balloons off the floor, and just different things like that. It's going to be just a whole lot of fun games. So bring your kiddos all day long. People who come are invited to come in costume, by the way. So when you come, you will not be out of place if your little wants to wear their princess outfit for the day, if they want to wear their Black Panther outfit for the day, if they want to wear their Bluey outfit for the day, whatever they want to wear.
It is my favorite part.
Yeah.
And just seeing people enjoy, like, their faces are glowing because they are that person they've always wanted to dress as.
And the reason why, I mean, everyone comes in costume because it's fun, but there's another reason why everyone comes in costume, and it's because they are preparing for the afternoon
cosplay contest.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So all the cosplay is it's dressing up as your favorite pop culture-y or historic character. Like I said, I almost did Teddy this year. I had a bunch of, like, runner-ups. The one that I landed on is a secret, and it is unhinged. I'm so excited.
I have wanted to cosplay. It would take me forever to put her dress together. I would have to plan for years. But I have wanted to cosplay as Aunt Elizabeth from The Great. If you've seen Catherine the Great, the series on Hulu, I actually bought myself a little like headband that has butterflies floating.
I was gonna say, are you gonna catch a butterfly?
She charms her butterflies. Mm-hmm. I know. I would love to cosplay as her, and I have the hair for it too.
You do. But you'd have to work it up a little bit bigger.
No, I could do that. I mean, like I did with Winnie from from the Hocus Pocus. So we could do it. But that's, so cosplay is like you're building, you have crafted this outfit.
Yeah, the more homemade, the better.
Yeah, you have not purchased it from, you know, Amazon. You have not purchased it from, but whatever.
You
but
go
if
to
you,
your Goodwill.
Yeah, if you've gone to
Goodwill. Like I did last weekend, and you get your stuff, and then
you
add
what?
Things.
If you did buy it, you're still welcome, and we still love you, and I'll probably want my picture with you.
Own it and wear it. Whatever. If you bought a really cool one, that's awesome.
Yes.
If you made it, that's awesome, too. Like, it's just you being the character you've always wanted to be.
Yeah.
That is cosplay.
We also have some folks who come, and they really get into their costumes, and they wander around just for the sake, because they're really proud of their costumes. And so, you know, always, like, walk up to someone, ask permission if ask permission if you can take a photo with them. Some people are going to be totally into that. But I remember there was one teen who cosplayed as, it's a show called Miraculous. And it's, you know, kind of got a Japanese anime feel to it. And, oh, my gosh, my daughter was in awe when she was like, that's Cat Noir. That's Cat Noir. Like, it was almost Disney levels of excitement. Yeah.
There's some I want to ask, how did you do it?
Yeah.
Because it's so impressive how they craft these costumes.
Last year, there was a guy, I've been a Trekkie since I was like 11. So last year there was a guy that wore original series, like it was Spock's outfit. So a science officer. And he had that same build of those 60s guys.
Yeah.
And my brain turned off for a second. Like, I'm doing this event. And the picture is ridiculous because I was dressed as Hammond from Jurassic Park. I had a full gray beard on.
Oh, it was so good last
but
year.
I scootled up and was like, hey, I have a picture with you. And then, like, it's a ridiculous picture because my eyes are enormous and I'm in this dumb beard. And this guy looks like straight up a science officer. It was magic. So cosplay, sign up all day. It starts at 2 p.m. though, and that's that's going to be on the main stage. That's kind of like the big thing of, yeah. of Comic-Con. It's a big deal.
I think the other thing that we have to talk about that's going to be so exciting is we've got players from the Central Ohio yeah. Symphony.
Oh my gosh,
that
yes.
are going to come and play geeky themes.
I'm so excited for
so,
this.
So, you know, imagine you're John Williams. Imagine your themes from, you know, Star Wars and all those other sorts of things. Maybe they'll
even
have Jurassic
video games.
Park.
Yeah.
Video games. So we've got, how many players do we have?
It's five. It's a quintet.
It's a quintet. Oh. Yeah. From the Central Ohio Symphony, they're going to sit on that stage and they're going to play some.
I'm so excited.
It's just going to be like, oh my gosh, the sounds of violin.
We haven't had a band in a couple years. Yeah. It's yeah. last time we had a Harry Potter like tribute band.
I did lose.
And the Aurors.
I did kind of lose yeah. my mind because they were my third
were really
Harry
good.
Potter
yeah.
band. It
But that was pre-COVID, so we haven't yeah. had a band in like 5 years. So yeah. I'm super excited for that. Also, I'm doing a Trivia of Doom. Can you guys come to my Trivia of Doom, please?
Yeah. yeah.
It's at noon. I tried to do it noon to one because that's like people are probably having lunch. But bring your lunch, bring your phone. It's going to be interactive. So you go to a website, and then you can actually vote on your website for the answers. I did a name that nerdy character. I'm adding a retro one because I really wanted to do like a Twilight Zone question
yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
So, the Muppet, name that Muppet.
Oh, I love that.
Yes. I was really into name that Muppet.
Absolutely. And we've got 1 minute left, but oh, well, we've got like half a minute left. Sorry, City. I do want to give a quick shout out. There is a also an opportunity to get outside of the library when you go out.
Community scavenger hunt.
Yeah, you can do a find a fandom. There's community scavenger hunt. So all of this you're going to find out when you check in on Saturday, March 9th.
Go to the website, DelawareLibrary.org/GreatGeekFest.
Exactly. And, oh my gosh, so much going on. Don't miss it. Thank you for listening.
Yes.
Thank you for co-hosting, Molly.
Always love it.
Thank you for being our guest, Mandy.
Thank you for having me.
And Gage, thank you for running the board. Until next week, we will see you in the stacks.